So I want to go ahead and call the meeting. It is May the 25th, 2017. Warren County Animal Center Advisory Board. So I'll do a roll call. Eckerd, absent. Archer?
Yo.
Carver, here. Holly, absent. Cola?
Here.
Melton?
Here.
Hotsman?
Here.
Samples? Absent. So we have a quorum. Do I have a motion to set the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion. So all in favor?
Aye.
Yep.
Next is public input on items on the agenda. Anybody want to say anything? Nobody wants to say anything? So I hear no input. We'll move on to item C, approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Old business, see no old business. New business, first is the report from Blount County Animal Center staff. Charles, if you'd like to take that.
Okay, you've got my report in your hands. First page is just a recap of where we are in the budget year to date today. For BCAC, we've not used what we could have, I guess, to this point of about $41,895.21. I put SMACS in there also just because I was doing the numbers. So for them, about $25,902 applies as well, where we've underspent or saved that money to date. So any questions about that? No? Okay, next page is just a number since January. I know we haven't met since February, but this is just what's coming in January, basically 864 animals in, in total. And then we've processed out, it looks like 792 is what's been processed out so far this year, and you can see the breakdown on that. The next page is the year fiscal year to date, which sort of I put some notes on that one. Overall numbers, and these are numbers that include all those categories under the processed out, including animals that have been brought in to us for owner request, euthanasia. I didn't factor those out. I just left all the numbers as they were. We've got a 77% successful outcome rate for every cat that's come in during this fiscal year. And successful outcome is they've been adopted, they've been sent to a rescue, or they were reclaimed. That's one of those three things. So, you know.
Oh, there you go. I was wrong. I thought it was in California.
I was here, but.
There you go, sir.
Sorry about that. You were headed out west.
Mr. Eckerd, it showed up late, so it's just for recording. Thank you, sir.
Commissioner, I went through the first page on my report already on the budget stuff. There's notes at the bottom there about where we are in our budget, if you've got any questions.
Okay.
That's what those mean, if you have any questions about them. So, and then I've already gone through our numbers for January 1st to present as far as intake, and I'm on the, what would be the third page, fiscal year to date numbers. But anyway, we've had, for every animal that's coming, like I was saying, all of the animals, 77% successful outcome rate fiscal year to date for cats, and a 92% successful outcome rate for dogs. Now, if I was to remove the owner requested from the numbers, those percentages would go up slightly. The total animals with successful outcome for this fiscal year, we've 1,861 animals to date have either been adopted, reclaimed, or sent to a rescue for adoption. That's 86.39% of the animals that have come in during that same time period. We've been able to find a successful outcome for them. And then that percentage goes up if I remove the number of animals we have in-house today, which is 177 animals, either in-house or in foster care. If you remove that number from the total, then the successful outcome percentage goes up to about 94%. So For a county or municipal animal shelter, I think that's pretty good. And that number still includes those owner requested animals. And you can see that we've had a total of 51 animals brought to us for the specific purpose of euthanizing them. So if you take that number out, you'll get a slight change. And just for your own, if you like to, you can look back. The next page is fiscal year 15-16. One thing to note is that our intake is down from last fiscal year at the same time period to this fiscal year at the same time period, May 25th. It's down about 467 animals, so about 17.8%. So, I think last year we were at 2621 on May 25th, and this year we're at 2154. So that's a difference of 467 animals. So, I'd like to do spay and neuter is contributing to that. But it's really hard for me to.
Yeah, that's a substantial number.
To pin a specific reason on what they may be.
When do you think that number, you could say it has been because of what specific reason?
I don't know. I don't know how we could ever come out and specifically say that. I just don't know how you can do that.
I just know if it was a continuous trend for over in the next 15 years.
Well, is Loudoun going down, do you know, proportionally?
I don't know. I haven't checked with them. And I've got statistics in there that I sent to PPAWS. They're applying for a grant, so I sent them our statistics from 2010, every year broken down.
Yeah.
And there's not really that much. You can see some years vary slightly, but I think the last 2 years we've come down. 2 years ago, till last fiscal year, we came down slightly. This year is more drastic of a drop so far.
Do you know what the split is between dogs and cats? Is it pretty much the same proportion?
I think it's actually slightly in favor of cats, but I'd have to go pull them and see.
Yeah. I mean, it's great.
I guess I should have brought them.
This is the one business we'd like to be out of.
Well, yeah, and that's I think it's good that we have fewer animals to deal with.
Yeah.
And that's, and it can be because, we don't have more animals being brought into the county. There's the growth. I sat in an apartment head meeting the other day, and the permits for building single family homes has been rising dramatically.
Right.
And these people are bringing animals with them. Most people have an animal, or a large percentage of the population has pets. So I don't think it's a lack of animals coming into Blaine County. So
I know the veterinary field is booming. The vets are seeing a lot of customers, and so I think that's helping. Obviously, I think there's more conscientious ownership, but I do think spay, neuter, and transport. I think those two things are really cutting into
the transport would be a big thing too, because we're transporting several hundred animals a year that. I mean, if we adopted them, they would have been spay or neutered anyway. But that's several hundred that you're taking up the street, and they're not reproducing. So, any questions about any of these?
Just great numbers.
Any of it?
So, fantastic.
And then the last page is just some of the stuff we've been working on. I know we talked the last time about an AED. I selected a Phillips Heart Start AED. They have a value, and for some, I guess looking at $1,359, may or may not be a value price, but
that's about what they are.
Yeah, these can range.
Oh, you got a few in your plan, don't you?
Yeah, that's a
good price. And it's a Phillips Heart Start. They don't charge tax because we're out of the state of Wisconsin. I guess that's where they're located. They don't charge shipping, and this is the school community version, which includes a set of pediatric pads. And no one likes to think that a child can go into cardiac arrest, but if they have respiratory difficulty, that's the first thing that happens to them is they go into cardiac arrest. So, you can use adult pads, but pediatric pads are better. So, this comes with those and a metal storage cabinet, which some of you have probably seen with the glass door. You open it, you can see the AEDs in there. So, I'm going to go ahead and order that at that cost if none of you have any heartburn with that. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, so I'll go ahead and do that. I've also looked at a basic life support bag. We've got first aid kits, but it might be better for us to have a bag that has bandages and other things in there, all in one bag, all in one location. So I'm trying to determine which one's going to best suit our needs out here and go from there on that.
I'm surprised you're not required by the state with the certification for the surgery suite.
Well, you know, we have on hand certain things that can, you know, come in handy, but, you know, for instance, you know, we don't stock certain things that are now used in you know, by EMTs and EMS for like stopping blood bleeding, you know, that's uncontrolled and things like that. So, but we're not required to have it. You know, there's no requirement. We get inspected and the vet board doesn't require us to have it. So,
there's a hell of a lot more sharp instruments back there than in my garage.
I know. Well, and plus the dogs, you know, the our population causes more bleeding injuries than what a current surgery. So, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, number two, Smoky Mountain met, and they have voted to purchase a van from Jerry Duncan Ford to replace these other two vans out here, a new transport van. Diane Martin has stated she will pay for it if SMACAP doesn't raise, you know, donations or get grants to purchase it or purchase a portion of it. So she went down Tuesday and ordered it. By the time it gets built and then gets sent to Phoenix Conversion to have an air conditioner put in the back and a bulkhead to separate the drivers from the animals, it'll probably be about 3 months, I guess, before it's in service. So, but anyway, that's been ordered. So we'll
it's about a $40,000 deal.
Yeah, it's about a $40,000 investment. So, and she said if, you know, they didn't get any grants, then she'd just pay for it, her and her husband. So the process has started for that, and then we will place those two vans on govdeals.com, I guess, to sell them. That's the way the county has to dispose of property initially, like that. And then it's my understanding that the money raised will come back into a reserve for the animal center. So it does not disappear, it can still be used for us.
And you're getting rid of two for one?
Yeah, and the SMACAF considered that and threw around the pros and cons of that. And the biggest issue is if the van is on a transport and it breaks down. And vans, our transports leave Friday and return typically Sunday. Carmen Trammell, who we worked with before and has a rescue, has a van, and she has made the commitment to the board that if the van breaks down, we could use her van because she doesn't transport on the weekend. She transports during the week, and she makes short transports. Hers are typically to Kentucky and back same day. So she's made that, and then failing that for some reason, if her van is out of service or whatever, then they will rent a van and to go up and retrieve the animals or whatever needs to be done. So,
but, how many miles do you have on each one of them?
I don't know, Commissioner, but it's a heap. You know, I guess comparatively speaking, I guess it's not for a diesel motor, but I mean, if you know, we go out there.
I think it's well over a couple hundred thousand miles.
Yeah, on a small one.
Yeah. And this will be a gasoline van, which hopefully can avoid the gas and diesel syndrome. You can't put diesel in a gas because of the size of the nozzle. So, unless you're just really not on your game and you want to spray yourself.
A lot less emission requirements. Yeah. And a no Ford dealership is, you know, you can't throw a stick without hitting one. And,
Any questions about that? All right, our new animal control ordinance has been in effect now, I guess, for a few months now, I guess. The only thing that I've noted is that cases that we brought before the court are slow moving through the court.
And the animal
cases are not given any special consideration, so they're slow moving through there. And we've had one animal that we finally got resolution on today, got the signed order, but it's been about, I don't know, 2 months that we've had this animal. So. And it attacked a child and did serious physical injury to the child. So, but we finally got the written order today. So it's slow, but it does work.
They've covered the cost of that thousand animal.
Well, they awarded us $100, which doesn't really cover the cost. But what they wanted to know was what was the cost for the dog to be quarantined. And we're going to have to do a better job, or I will have to do a better job explaining to the DA and the judge the next time that, you know, we're housing this animal for 10 days plus, every day after that incurs a certain cost to us that we're going to need to recoup if we can. So anyway, that's it. The next one, we've had two part-time custodians, and it's been very difficult keeping both positions filled and finding folks that, bless you, but frankly, can learn the job without every day coming in here being 51st dates for them and you have to explain it all over to them. So we've been very lucky to have one gentleman that started working with us several weeks ago, Mitchell Sands, who has done an excellent job for us. And I've looked at the hours because Maricola made the statement and I agreed with him about the part-time employees and the total number of work hours we were going to get out of them, et cetera, et cetera. But we made the decision to, because we have it in the budget, we can do it under the part-time monies, is to convert one part-time position to full-time and reduce the hours of the second part-time custodian to 13 hours. Angeli in accounting and Randy Vineyard and Jenny Morgan have all blessed that. There's no increase in the budget for us. We're within our parameter to be able to pay him and still maintain the part-time at 13 hours. So, and really the way that this Mitchell Sands works, he actually seems to accomplish more in a work day than, if that makes sense, than a normal person doing the same job would. He's taken initiative and done a lot of extra things, cleaning-wise and other things, that on his own and still gotten his other work done. So. We think it's going to be a win for us. Questions on that? Sir?
Just make sure you've got the increased budget in your insurance for next year.
Well,
I think Martin County's more efficient than Alcoa, but what the Times said on Alcoa, they're now budgeting $18,000 per year for employee health insurance in the city of Alcoa.
That's it?
$18,000 a piece?
Per employee.
Times 269 employees is $4.8 million.
Yeah, get ready. Yep.
This gentleman needs single insurance, and I will check with Angeli. I asked her to calculate his benefits because I called her about that when she did her calculation. So I will double check with her and make sure that she included those, included the insurance. Number five, our budget. I presented our budget to the budget committee. I don't know if anyone here was present for that, but they didn't have any questions. I wasn't asked any questions. And I did some figuring just to figure. And our budget comprises one fifth of 1% of the total county proposed budget. So
you win the most efficient department award.
Well, I don't know about that, but I was kind of shocked by that. You know, when I ran the, because I think the total county proposed budget this year is $196 million. I believe that's what was said in the department head meeting. So we account for that much of it. So. The new pavilion that we spoke of the last time we met with a architect designer out here one day. She walked the property, she sat down with Jerry Eversole and Diane Martin and myself, and we've sort of got a design for the pavilion. She's supposed to be drawing it up, and then Jerry will and his wife will be paying for it to have it constructed. So we're just waiting to hear back from the architect on that. We finished our new entrance and directional sign out there by the entrance to the volunteer service entrance. I don't know if any of you noticed it, but it causes less confusion than the old sign.
Yeah,
for some reason,
yeah,
a lot of people are not, you know, turning around and having to go in the wrong spot, so it helps some. I'm trying to get a new split rail fence put up the main gate. It's really not that, it is not plumb and out of level right now because it's not cemented down and not completed.
I thought I was pulling in the Cracker Barrel there for a second.
Well,
I was getting hungry.
We're trying to be homier. Maybe we'll start serving lunch as a way to make some money. But I'm hoping to get that done. The rain has sort of hurt me a little bit in one way and helped me in another way. It's made it easier to dig out some of the holes. But Highway Department did come over with their tractor. Well, actually, their Bobcat with their auger and dug the holes for me. That thing is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, if you've never seen one of those things work, you know, I would have been standing out there for a week trying to dig two holes because it's nothing but rock and gravel. And that guy just zoop
makes
to the,
it,
to
makes
the next
it fun. Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was
exactly.
Awesome. You know,
it
was
in a fence had never been fun.
Yeah. You had fences all up and down the street, man.
So I was very pleased that they were gracious enough to come over and help out another county department, I guess, and they're nice people over there. So, but saved me a bunch of time. And then just the normal ongoing maintenance and projects that we do around here, just the normal stuff. So.
Get your AED before the end of June because you've got money left in two different line items here that'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You never know what next year will bring. I mean, there's money in other supplies and materials as well as other equipment.
Right.
You should be on a blind spree.
Yeah, well, we're gonna order it. I just wanted to run it by y'all. I know you'd approve it, but I want to make sure you didn't have your heartburn with the cost. So, but I'll get it ordered and get it done. Hopefully tomorrow. Beth has to open a rec. Because we're going to use the county credit card to purchase it. And, you know, you've got to open a requisition in order to do that. So we're going to get that done and get it taken care of. Questions for me?
How's your hoarding case?
Well, you know, it's fine. You know, the animals, and I don't know if anyone has chihuahuas. Does anyone own chihuahuas in here, sir? I know you own small dogs. But I just making sure. You know, there's several things I've learned that I've been reminded of since this. No good deed goes unpunished. Okay, that's number one. You know, we tried to help out Anderson County and Darlene Backus. She's the one who brought us this. And, you know, we were told 12 animals. They bring 14. Two of them are puppies. One of them has parvo. As soon as we tested it, has parvo. So those three are removed to one of our folks we deal with in a rescue that was gonna, they care for the dogs, they take them to the vet, they get them treated for the parvo. We have to quarantine the room, we have to bleach everything. That's why we're sitting out here. You know, we have to maintain a quarantine for several days. You know, then we had a volunteer, Marianne Kukos, go in there, and they were loose at the time, a couple of them. Well, one attacks her and, you know, rips open the back of her left leg, bites her right leg, bites her right arm.
Oh my God.
I wasn't in the building at the time. I think it was taking us up to the courthouse. Dr. Williams stops the bleeding. The husband comes and transports her to UTER for treatment. So, you know, I had to notify risk management about that, sent a copy of the bite report over there. Because the county will, anything that's not covered by her insurance, the county has a policy that will pay her other bills. So, you know, and you can hear them now. I mean, they're just, you know, chihuahuas don't like me. So, you know, I don't know if they like anybody but their owner. And I don't mean to disparage a certain breed of dogs.
Yeah, they're hyper.
Yes, sir. But they are just, oh, well, believe me.
Was she supposed to be in there or?
Well, she was allowed in there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, it wasn't a case where she wasn't. No, she was. There was other volunteers in there.
Right. I didn't realize they were that mean.
Oh yeah.
Well, there are something else.
I didn't think it was that bad.
But these, you know, in defense of the dogs, these came out of a hoarding situation where they were probably never removed from their kennel, used for breeding, probably only, weren't socialized. You know, so it is what it is, you know. So we were trying to get them socialized during the quarantine period so we can get them adopted, you know, so someone, because they are a good dog. I mean, people that have them like them, but they're generally very protective of their owners, et cetera, So that's a very long answer to your question.
Yeah,
you know, we're about ready to hopefully get them adopted, the remaining ones. I think we have five left or seven left. I think is what, I don't know, I thought Beth could tell me, but I think that's what we have in there now, so. But I can't go in there. As soon as I go in there, they're all up against the crates and they're just ready to rip my face off. So I just stay away from them. I don't do them. I've got small dogs, Jack and Snoopy. I mean, Jack doesn't like everybody, and he growls and shows his teeth, but I don't like everybody, I mean, that's the way it is. But these dogs, I just have bad luck with them. I mean, they will bite you in a heartbeat. So, I've learned that, and I've learned chows and spitzes. Don't ever turn your back on a chow or a spitz, because it will bite you. I don't know why they do that, but as soon as you turn your back, they're coming for you.
Not amazing.
It's just, different dogs have different characteristics. But anyway, that's what we've got.
I don't know if that's somebody trying to get in here.
That's good timing.
That's good timing.
Hey.
Any other things? We don't have anything on listed.
Right, go come in here and go down the hallway.
So, does anybody have any?
Just go down there and see. And I'll have it ready. You're welcome. I'm sorry. That's all I have. Does anybody have questions?
Thanks, Charlie.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And again, there's nothing else on there. Does anybody have any input they want to share?
Great job on the adoptions.
Yeah.
Well, it's the staff. I mean, we're very fortunate to have a very good staff here and a great bunch of volunteers, and they really have. I mean, I think those are excellent numbers for a municipal or county animal.
Oh, they're the best in the country.
Animal shelter. I mean they're very, very good numbers. I think so.
They're phenomenal.
So next meeting I saw was August the 24th. Is that all everybody agree with that?
August 24th?
I believe so, yes. This is every 3 months. Maybe. You're a busy guy. You're everywhere.
We thought you were in California.
I'm headed that way, but I haven't departed yet.
Yeah. So,
August 24th it is.
Is that all agreeable to you, Andrew?
Yeah. At this point.
Yes.
At this point, yeah. And I see no one here for public input. So with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye,
y'all.
Aye.
Thank you very much.